This is Audible.
Black Atonement by David Annandale. Performed by Emma Gregory, Andrew Fettis, and Genevieve Swallow. Yet far from Shadowfell, my queen.
Do your wings tire, Merineth? My spies should never need rest.
And I need none, great queen. I was merely curious.
We will soon be upon it. We will hear the chimes of Shadowfell before we see the city. Ah, I hear them now. Listen.
I hear them. There is meaning in the notes they told, isn't there?
There is. What you hear is the summons to duty and atonement. I hear something else, too. I hear pride. I hear arrogance. I hear an unknowing call to be judged.
I see Shadowfell now. The spire that rises from the center houses the bells.
That is the center of the city's pride, yes. That is the source of its sin against me.
That is a prodigious spirit host to create such a glow around the walls.
The guardians of Shadowfell. They fell long ago, and in disgrace. Their atonement has been to defend the city ever since. They have protected it against the hordes of chaos, without fail.
With a realm gate so close to the city walls, is that not as things should be?
It is. And it is not the vigilance of the spirits that offends me. It is the ingratitude behind the pride of Shadowfell's people. Consider its location.
It is outside the boundaries of Neferatia.
The current ones, Lady Merineth. But you are correct. It is far enough away that the people seem to think they are not subject to me. Yet it is close enough to benefit from our wars.
Our battles spare them the need to truly struggle.
Precisely. The great bulk of the Chaos Hordes hurl themselves against our gates. The forces that remain to interest themselves in Shadowfell are small enough to be repulsed. I have had enough of this ingratitude. I have had enough of this unearned pride. Shadowfell must fall.
What of the Realm Gate?
Nagash sacrificed the All Gate to further his ends. I am willing to dispense with a single one.
So we have come to destroy the city.
Nothing so crude. The manner of its fall will be a lesson. I will give nothing to Shadowfell. Not even the energy required to destroy it. There are others who will do that for me.
Who?
Nagadron knows. Oh, you have their scent, don't you, my pet?
Look to the west, Merineth. Fly me there, Nagadron. Take us to the tools of my will.
The maggotkin of Nurgle. Their stench announces them long before their banners.
These call themselves the Children of the Bell. They feel a kinship with Shadowfell and long to sound a different toll of the city.
It is not a large force.
Large enough to lay waste to Shadowfell, but not while it is protected by its spectral guardians. So the chimes of Shadowfell must cease. Let us return.
What would you have me do?
Another duty of a spy, but one I have not often asked of you. You will not be in the shadows. Fly low over the city. Let the people see you. Let them wonder what our appearance portends. And when they have gathered in the streets, you will speak to them.
What shall I say?
You will be the herald of the narrative I wish to be known. Tell the people of Shadowfell that judgment
is coming for them. Tell them why. But do not tell them the form the punishment will take. Let them fear and wonder. Let dread take them in its grip until horror comes to destroy them.
And is the destruction to be total?
No. Save a few. I wish Shadowfell to be a lesson. So there must be survivors. They will tell what they have witnessed. Thus, they will finally have a use. They will owe me an even greater debt of gratitude. I will have given their existence a purpose.
Would it not have even greater impact if they heard you speak?
They have not earned that privilege. It is enough for them to know that I have come, and that I have judged. Now that we've passed over the walls, all shall see us, and the terror will take hold. Yes, Nagadron. Look at all that prey!
They run like vermin in the streets!
Less vermin, more sheep to the slaughter. They are about to atone with their blood. Ah, they sense it already. They feel my shadow fall over them. Good. Good.
They will kneel before your shadow and beg your mercy before I have finished with them.
That is as it should be. They will repent, having learned this lesson too late. Go now. I will fly to the tower.
To kill the Bellringer?
I doubt the matter will be as simple as that. I hope it will not. Punishment without art is so disappointing, don't you think? Come, Nagadron, up! Up to the tower! Higher! Higher! See the iron door in the belfry. Take me there. No, no, my pet. The bell ringer inside is not for you to devour. The prey is mine. You will wait on the spire for my summons. Let us begin. Locked. How delightful.
None may enter. It is forbidden.
For me, Erlik Hesperine, everything is permitted.
Great Queen.
Great Queen.
That is very well. Very well indeed. But am I your Great Queen? I wonder.
You are. Who could doubt?
I could doubt. In fact, I do. So, these are the quarters of the hero of Shadowfell. Are you a hermit or a prisoner?
I am neither. I am the servant of the city, that is all.
No false modesty, please. Your name is acclaimed with such reverence by the people. You are their guardian and their savior. All Shaiish knows this. Or so I've been told.
I make no such claims.
You claim no luxury, that much is clear. This is so spare a chamber. The walls are bare, and there is no furniture at all. Not even a mat of straw. Do you never rest?
I must not.
I think you are a prisoner, after all. You look like one, that much is true. Tell me, do you hold those bell ropes? Let me look closer. No. I think the ropes hold you. They've wrapped around your arms and torso. There is no break in them. I can see why you have no need for furniture. These ropes are your shackles.
They are not shackles. They are an honor. They are my penance, and the penance of my ancestors.
I know. The history of Shadowfell could move stone to tears of pride. Does it renew your strength to hear the tale rehearsed? Shall I recite it? How does it begin? With the bloodbound of corn, I believe. Their horde rushed toward the gates, and the chimes of Shadowfell sounded the alarm.
They were not answered.
No, they weren't. The story must begin with a note of shame. If it is to end in redemption and victory, must it not? The enemy was great in number, and the defenders of Shadowfell were afraid.
They deserted their posts. They ran.
Oh, you feel their perfidy as if it were yesterday. How wonderful to see this history has such life for you. As if the story were not over at all.
So great a sin must never fade from the heart.
But others can be ignored.
I don't understand.
No matter. Where were we? Ah, yes, they ran. The brave defenders of Shadowfell. They ran. Some tried to pass through the Realm Gate. Some merely fled toward the Stonepane Mountains. They failed in their duty, and they failed in their cowardice.
They were caught.
How often do you recite this story to yourself? I hope you are enjoying being an audience this time. And please, do continue to join in with the refrain. Yes, they were caught. The Bloodbound of Khorne cut off their escape and slaughtered them. Every last one of them put to the sword. Another bounty of skulls for the Skull God. Then the champions of rage and blood turned to undefended Shadowfell and put it to the torch. But this is just the beginning of the story, isn't it? We haven't encountered our hero yet, and such a story must have a hero. Were it to end here, it would not even be a tragedy. It would be a sordid tale of shame. Barely worth the effort to put it into words.
He was not a hero. He was simply doing his duty.
As I'm sure he would have said. As all true heroes must say. No? But I will call him hero. Because this is his story. The story of your ancestor, the necromancer of Shadowfell. Powerful and dutiful, he alone did not run. His rage at what he beheld was great, wouldn't you say?
And his shame.
His shame, of course. Because though he did not run, he took upon himself the shame of the many, the shame of all Shadowfell, as all true heroes should. So in his rage and in his shame, he conjured... How shall we put this? He conjured... A great atonement.
He brought them back. He brought them back!
Ah, there is our refrain. Thank you. He brought them back. The cowards who betrayed Shadowfell did not escape into oblivion. Your ancestor commanded their return, and his means were the sound of bells.
These bells.
These bells, indeed. This very melody, the alarm they had fled, called them again to the walls, this time as spectres.
Atonement!
The beginning of it. There was nothing for them to fear now, was there? They were dead. They were phantoms. And so, to the sound of these bells, we get our second slaughter. The heroic slaughter, the vengeful one. The butchers of Shadowfell died in their turn. I don't believe your ancestor felt the need to bring them back too, did he? No, he didn't. And so the celebrations of Shadowfell began.
Not for my ancestor, or any of his descendants.
No.
The spell did not end.
It didn't.
It continues even now.
Do tell.
I am its servant until my end. I must ring the bells or the spirit host will depart.
Yes, I know. And so we come to the heart
of the matter?
I don't understand.
I have come to end your task.
I do not seek freedom.
I said nothing about freedom. Shadowfell has displeased me with its arrogance. So I command you to put an end to your labors and do the spell.
I cannot.
Do you mean you will not?
I mean both.
Oh, you would defy me.
My duty is sacrosanct above all.
Your humility is a lie. You are as arrogant as the people you protect.
I could not abandon my duty if I wished to. I am held here. You asked if I was a prisoner. I am, though I am happy in my imprisonment. It is also my protection.
Yes. Yes. I see. I see the wards at your feet. I see the sorcery in those robes. Erlik Hesperine, you are well protected. You are not leaving this tower unless you break the bonds of your duty, or if the tower were to leave you.
I beg you, Great Queen!
But I have no intention of destroying the tower. That is not what I want.
What do you want?
I want you to betray your trust.
I will not.
Why not? Why do the people of this town deserve protection? Do they honor you? Or your ancestors?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. It would not matter if they did not.
You surprise me. There is no virtue in clinging to a senseless duty. The people failed to protect themselves once, and now they revel in the strength of Shadowfell, a strength that is a lie. They are protected by phantoms, and most especially by my campaigns against chaos. Why feed this delusion? Let the lies end.
I will not.
Obey me, and you'll know true reward for service. The court of Nulamia awaits you. What would you have? What is your heart's desire?
Only to serve as I have been tasked, until I am no more, and my sister's child will take my place.
Oh, ever the devoted servant of Shadowfell. Is this the sad limit of your imagination? In the endless monotony of your sleepless years. Do you not dream? Do you not think of a different fate? I offer it to you now. Are your dreams tinted with gold? Do they storm with the promise of power? Or do they undulate with the sighs of lovers? All of this I will give you. All you need to do is lay down your burden.
I will not.
I will not. I will not. Is this the extent of your reasoning? Is mindless repetition all that keeps you here?
My duty!
Your duty! The conceit is tiresome. It is meaningless. Your fate is linked to your duty through vanity and pride.
That is not true.
Of course it is. How long would it take to pass your burden to another ringer? The melody is a simple one. I'll wager the protection of the spell would come just as easily to the new guardian. Anyone could take your place.
No. My duty is my destiny. Your words cannot change that. You have no power in this chamber. I refute your lies. You are not queen here. Only I can be the savior of Shadowfell. No. No, this is not right. I don't understand.
You sounded a note of pride. You placed yourself above your duty, just as the cowards did so long ago. They began this tale of Shadowfell, and now you have ended it.
No. I am faithful. I am strong in my duty. I will sound the correct note.
You cannot. Not anymore. You are weak. Your faith lies broken, and so does the spell.
No, no, no.
Look through the doorway. Look to the battlements of Shadowfell. It is time for the guardians to be free, to come to my service. Rise, spirits of Shadowfell! Rise from the walls! Rise to the skies! Fly to Nulamia, for you are mine!
you hear that? That is the sound of your failure. That is the sound of your people realizing they are unprotected.
Ancestors, hear me! Give me the power to restore the summon!
But you are summoning! Listen! The children of the Bell have heard the call. Their hour has come, and they give their answer. They are coming to Shadowfell, and this time there will be no salvation!
No!
Rejoice, for you are free! The ropes fall away from you!
Why have you done this?
Because you and Shadowfell owed me an atonement. And I have come to collect it.
It cannot end like this. I will stand against the foe. I will sacrifice myself for my people.
Whee! Where does he think he's going? Nagadron, come to me, my pet. Let us follow the precious fool when he emerges from the tower. He has delights for us yet, I think. Ah, there he is. He has a sword. This is very good. Stay with him, my pet. I will see all of what I have wrought this day.
Hear the calling of the Bears, people of Shadowfell. That is the sound of judgment coming for you at last. In your arrogance, you forgot your debt to the Mortarch of Blood. Now, your city is forfeit!
Look, Nagadron. Oh, how the panic swells with Erlik's passing. The people see him, and they know they are doomed. Yes, the scent of their fear is strong. Feast on it. It is a rich vintage, long matured. Let us enjoy it as we wait to see where Erlik will go. At last! Erlik has passed outside the walls, Nagadron. He cannot be fleeing, can he? It would be disappointing if he were merely recreating the original act of cowardice. That would be a sad and easy symmetry for his tale. He has reached the realm gate ahead of the Children of the Bell. Take me down, Nagadron. If he plans to escape through it, I will need to teach him a further lesson. Oh, how delightful! He spoke truly earlier. He is planning to make a heroic stand. He does seek a glorious symmetry, that of destiny. He wishes to replicate the desperate heroism of his ancestor. Down quickly, Nagadron! One more task before me. Look at you, lone warrior, with your sword drawn. One against the coming horde.
I can at least die with honor.
No. No, I don't think you should. I think the atonement you owe me should begin here. I think you should stay at this post, as you did in the tower.
So I have a gift for you.
You cannot fight the Children of the Bell, but I curse you with the strength to survive whatever suffering they bring to you.
No, no, please! Please, please!
You will tarry here until I come again.
No!
Thank you. Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.